When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Italian Grammar Podcast. Hope you're having a great day. And in this episode, we're going to continue with the prepositions, the simple prepositions, and how we combine them sometimes with the specific or the determined article. And this applies to five of them in general. It is di, a, da, and in, and su. You sometimes have it con, but you don't have to use it. So we're going to look at the five first ones now. Di, a, da, in, and su. So what happens is that if you have di and one of the specific determined articles, we have seven different versions of those, which would be il, lo, l apostrophe, la, and plurals, I, and li, and le. So in all of those seven cases, you create a new combined preposition from the preposition and the article. So you get then, if you have D and il, for example, you get del, like D-E-L. So the D changes to D from D-I with the English spelling to D-E, del. And if you have D and lo, it becomes dello. And D-L apostrophe, del, with double L and apostrophe. D and la becomes della. And then for the plurals, D and E becomes dei. D and li becomes degli. And D plus L-E, le, becomes delle. So these are the seven different combined prepositions for D. And the same applies to a, but then you keep the a. So if you have a and il, you get al. If you have a and le, you get alle with two L's. And the same with da, and the same with su. And in is a bit special, because in changes to ne. So if you say in and il together, you will get nel. If you have in and la, you get nella. So we put a link to a table of all these different combinations. So you can just look at that table to have the overview. And now we're going to show with some sentences how this is used in kind of just practical usage in the sentences. So we're going to look at D and in first, because they are the ones that changes a little bit. So if you say the boy's bike, you would say la bicicletta del ragazzo. So instead of saying di il ragazzo, you combine it and say del ragazzo. The girl's bike becomes la bicicletta della ragazza. So D and la becomes della ragazza. The student's books becomes then i libri degli studenti, D plus gli, degli, and you spell it D-E-G-L-I. I libri degli studenti. The girl's book in plural is i libri delle ragazze. And art history, which we briefly had in the previous episode, storia dell'arte. It's like storia di l'arte in specific. And then that changes to dell'arte. Okay, and then we're going to look at in. So if you want to say, I'm talking in the shop, you would say, parlo nel negozio. In il negozio changes to nel negozio. He buys coffee in the cafeteria. Compra il caffè nella caffetteria. In la nella caffetteria. He reads in the studio. So if you remember, we have like lo studio because of S and consonant. So legge nello studio. in and lo becomes nello studio. There are new windows in the apartments. Ci sono nuove finestre negli appartamenti. So in gli appartamenti changes to negli appartamenti. And last example with in, there are pictures in the books. Ci sono foto nei libri. So in I libri changes to nei libri. And then a few of the other ones, you could say il libro è sul tavolo. Il libro è sul tavolo. That would mean the book is on the table. Guida dalla casa. He drives from the house. Ritorno alla stazione. I return to the station. So a and la just becomes alla with the two L's in the middle. And un regalo per I bambini is then a present for the children, for the kids. And here you see it, you have no combination. So per, you have no, you don't combine it with the specific article afterwards. Just un regalo per I bambini. So now we have some sentences and you can try to make the combined preposition with the preposition and the determined article. So if you want to say, there is a cat in the house. Good. C'è un gatto nella casa. In la casa, nella casa. There's a cup on the table. Good. C'è una tazza sul tavolo. Su il becomes sul tavolo. The books are for the students. Good. I libri sono per gli studenti. So this is an example where you don't combine it. You just say per gli studenti. The bed is in the room. Good. Il letto è nella stanza. The guitar is the children's. Good. La chitarra è dei bambini. Like possession, it belongs to di and then di bambini becomes dei bambini. They live in the new building. Good. Abitano nel nuovo edificio. So in il nel nuovo edificio. He talks about the travels in Italy. Excellent. Parla dei viaggi in Italia. So D and E, dei viaggi in Italia. There are castles on the hills. Good. Ci sono castelli sulle colline. Sulle becomes sulle colline. The rooms of the students. Good. Le stanze degli studenti. Like di and gli, degli studenti. We talk about the cars. Good. Parliamo delle macchine. Di le delle macchine. And three more. They drive from the city. And driving is guidare. Good. Guidano dalla città. Dalla città. And two more. He writes to the friend. Good. Scrive all'amico. Like A-L-L apostrophe amico. All'amico. And last one. He buys coffee to the friends. Excellent. Compra il caffè agli amici. So A and gli becomes agli amici. A-G-L-I. Compra il caffè agli amici. Okay? Great work. So this is the main overview of the combined prepositions. And then in the beginning, we just have to have this little table. And then you can look at the preposition and the article and then see how they are combined. And it's very useful. It's kind of in almost every sentence, or at least a couple of times in every paragraph, you would use this concept of the combined preposition. So hope some of this was helpful. Hope you're still having a great day. And as always, thank you so much for listening. Grazie mille. And see you again in another episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.